this going. All right, everyone. It's the Grimlord here, and we are back with Grimm's Comics Corner, and the Invisibles. I know you guys have been waiting for it, and it's been a long time coming. We're done with the Halloween Horror Month, so we're going back to our regular comics again, mostly. And here we go. More Invisibles. Don't let them put me on that train, how I became invisible. Maybe if I write it down, I can sort it out in my head. Maybe I have to talk to myself because in this unnatural line of work... Let me make sure I'm recording. I am. Okay. Because in this unnatural line of work I got myself into, you can't trust many other people to talk to. All the way from London to Liverpool to meet up with Mr. Six, who I've never seen, but who I hear is some kind of ascended master and who taught King Mob just about everything he knows. All the way to track down that little foul-mouthed asshole we're calling Jack Frost. How did I get into this, and why am I always trying to avoid thinking about it? Maybe if I write it down this one time, it'll pass the journey and stop me thinking about this shit we're getting neck deep into. And if I'm so insistent about confronting what's in my head, then I should maybe stop writing around it and look it straight in the eye. Yeah, maybe, girl, you do that. 6 years ago, this December, that was a cold month. That was the worst Christmas ever. I was wearing a uniform then. Guess I was one of the bad guys. You can't smell the beauty of this coffee? My God, that's like being blind, Lucille. The rich, masculine aroma. Old money and paneled drawing rooms. Jesus, you're a nasal cripple. I have great hearing, I have great eyesight, but I can't tell a rose from a dog turd, okay? Woof, now you tell me. Woof. And all this time we've been partners, the perfect gentleman here has been holding in his farts so as not to offend your delicate nose. They can smell your farts on the space shuttle, Oscar. What time do we get off tonight? I have to buy my mom a birthday present. What time is it now? Can't tell you, my watch is fucked. I put it in for repair yesterday and the bastard says to me, I repair him, buddy, I don't bring him back from the dead, asshole. That brother of yours, not the cop, the other one, easy, what's his name, rap shit. I was talking to him just the other day. He has some interesting ideas. Don't... What is that? What's going on out there? Get out of the way. Move or I'll blow your fucking head off. Police! Fuck you! Freeze! Fuck you! Fuck! Drop your weapon. You heard her. Drop it, right? Shit. That was the moment my world came apart. That was when it appeared. Excuse me, that was when it happened. Thud! That was when the scenery cracked and I saw the ropes and pulleys and wires in back of everything. I didn't know it then, but I know it now. That was my apocalypse. Hey, fuck is this? Who the fuck are you people? What is this suddenly, a fucking rifle range? My orders. Federal business. This didn't happen and that's official. Don't make waves. Clear, officers? Crystal. We didn't see a thing. We were somewhere else. Clear. We didn't see a thing. A man just turned invisible right there in front of us, but we didn't see a thing. We never do see the things right there in front of us. Everything important that happens, happens right under our noses. Iron! The fucking sky's made of black iron, you fucking assholes. It's in every fucking human heart. Black iron. The Empire never ended. The Empire never ended. Happy birthday, Mama. I was still living at home in those days with my mama and my daddy. My big brother Martin had his own apartment by that time. He was a detective in the police force, doing really well for himself, and I guess you could say I idolized him. Make a wish, Mama. Don't encourage her. She's only gonna wish she was married to Wesley Snipes. Even then, it was already getting hard to remember how scary Daddy used to be when he would get drunk and beat the shit out of us with his belt. He put Mama in the hospital a couple of times, but it all stopped dead the day Martin got big enough to fight back. The only thing Daddy still hit was the bottle. For the first time in a long time, we didn't seem to be the Cosby Show on crack anymore. Things had eased up. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mama. Happy birthday to you. And then there was Easy D. Here you go, Mama. I left off the gift wrap because I know it only wind up in the trash. Must have taken all of 10 seconds to steal those candies, huh? More like 20. This is a tasty cake, Lucille. You bake it? It would have been perfect, except you left respect for your brother out of the recipe. The charts are full of rappers who make big bucks out of pretending to be like my brother, but Easy D was the real thing. What are you doing, Easy? What am I doing? Lowriding. Same old shit. How about you? What are you doing? That's why I hated him like I did. He was everything I wanted to escape from. Drugs and guns and gangsta bullshit and lack of education and poverty. I'm asking you to leave before you spoil Mama's birthday like you did last time. And please don't call me, okay? I'm sorry for one moment there. I mistook you for a black motherfucker. Excuse me while I take my ass in search of a livelier party. I'll try the cemetery first. Shit, maybe I can catch a train, huh, Martin? I guess I never really knew him. How about another toast? I never really knew anything. The guy they killed was Muhammad Khan. He's some kind of Islamic activist conspiracy nut. I don't know. He's got this theory that black radicals are being rounded up and taken away in trains or some shit. I saw a weird train. What about the man in black and the other two? I asked around. All I know for sure is that the guys in Judge Dredd suits are MJTF, Multi-Jurisdictional Task Force, our national police force. Let me ask you something. You ever heard of a thing called a Rex 84? Uh-huh. Me neither until I checked Khan out. Another Operation Rex 84 was another Ronald Reagan brainstorm, alright? Turns out the cowboy authorized the setting up of 23 detention camps right here in the USA, designed to hold suspect aliens and troublesome subversive elements on the home front. According to Khan, that means black people. But let's face it, he was biased. According to me, it means anybody the goddamn government or whoever they are wants it to mean. You, me, I don't know. You were saying something about conspiracy nuts, Oscar? Oscar, what are we doing here? Did I miss something? Robbery in progress. That's what they said. Place is dead. They fixed up that watch real good, huh? That's not ticking, Oscar. That's hammering. That's like mining. What are you talking about? My watch is still at the... It stopped. Shit. Oh, Jesus. We almost walked straight into it. Gotta watch those conspiracy nuts. I don't know how right Oscar was. That's the thing about conspiracy nuts. You start off laughing at them, and then a strange thing happens. You wind up seeing them in the mirror. Yo, Lucille, heard you almost got blown up. Why are you talking to me, Easy? I mean, shouldn't you be out there selling crack to 8-year-olds or something? I run dope. It's all about staying alive through this shit we got born into, same as everybody else. We've already had this conversation 100 times. There are better ways out of being poor. Other people find better ways. Like Martin, right? Shit, that upright Elliot Ness brother's deeper into this shit than anyone. He's a fake, Lucille. Everything you believe in is fake, you know what I'm saying? Try asking him about the black train. What? Ask him about the motherfuckers on the street paying hardcore gangbangers into their own private army, the MJTF. Motherfuckers already did the same deal in L.A. with the Bloods and the Crips. Dumbass brother's gonna be the frontline troops for the New World Order. Ask His Holiness Saint fucking Martin about the social experiment shit going down in the hood and see how that motherfucker reacts to that. They're all in on it. The cops, the gangs, everybody. Heads of the beast, you know what I'm saying? It's right out in the open. You're getting too close, Lucille. I don't want to see you hurt, but you better understand real fast. Motherfucker's gonna do anything to keep that beast from turning on his ass. Everybody sells out. Wrong. You are wrong. I thought you had a brain, sister, but you're just another hoe in a cop suit. The beast's staring you right in the face, and he's counting on the fact that you don't even believe he exists. That motherfucker's smart, Lucille. So smart and so big, you can't even see his ass bearing down on you until it's too late. You realize he's everywhere. He's everywhere. There's been a lot of weird, bad shit in my life, but I just realized what the worst thing was. Gone? What exactly do you mean by that? What do you mean Oscar's gone? The worst thing was starting to realize that Easy was telling the truth. He didn't turn up for work and he's not at home. They're treating it as a missing persons. What? Once when I was a kid, I had a little white mouse I named Marty after my brother. Marty got out of his cage one day and disappeared into the wall. I never saw him again. I cried my eyes out for weeks thinking about him out there on his own, thinking about just how big New York was and knowing I didn't stand a chance of ever finding him again. That's one of the most terrible feelings in the world, and I know I'm an expert on terrible feelings. I remember frantically trying to visualize Oscar's face, trying to hear his voice in my head, but I couldn't get it right. Then I found the envelope in his desk and the calendar in the envelope. It took me a little while to figure out what the numbers were. They were train times. This has to stop. Seriously, breaking down the gangs is one thing, but this is getting out of control. What you're doing here, it's monstrous. You're not even trying to hide it. It has to stop. It'll stop when the enemy is beaten. This is war. This country is at war with itself. Perhaps you're just trying to say you'd like a little more money to help you avert your outraged eyes. For Christ's sake, this isn't about money. I want to get out of this. I won't talk. I just want out. Too bad you locked the door behind you, Lieutenant Butler. I had a feeling something like this was in the wind. Show Officer Butler to his reserved seat, gentlemen. You must be kidding. There's no way you'll get away with this. We can get away with anything. We get away with it every day. We've killed presidents and covered our traces. Do you honestly think a missing cop will? Police! Freeze! Lucille? Appears stupidity's genetic. Yes, sir. Jesus Christ, no! Lucille! Lucille, shoot me! Shoot me! For God's sake, shoot me! Don't let them put me on that train! I can't! I can't do this! Don't make me do it! Oh no! Oh shit! Shoot me! Shoot me! Any day of the week, motherfucker! Yeah! Ugh. You're a motherfucking coward, Martin! Like father, like son! You always were a motherfucker! Fuck! No! No! It was like somebody turned down the volume on the whole world. I remember the blood throbbing in my head. I remember the arc lights and the weight of Easy's body shaking and going still in my arms. I remember smelling sweat and gun smoke and train oil like I've never smelled anything before in my life. But there was no sound. For the longest time, wait until we're gone and then kill her. I felt like I'd burst through a bubble into a whole new upside-down world where nothing made sense and nobody was what they seemed to be. I was on the other side of the looking glass with no ticket home. I will say one thing, though. I learned the rules pretty quick. Choke! Fuck you, bitch! You! Bam! There was blood and bits of brain all over me, but all I could think was, it's not my blood, it's not my brains. How come I'm still alive? I would have got here sooner. Fucking traffic. Oscar, oh Jesus. Oscar, is that you? It's me. It's not Oscar anymore, but it's me. I'm sorry, baby. Christ, I'm so sorry. Fucking traffic. I still can't look at it. This is the only time I've ever tried to write it down, and I still can't look at it. I'll kill them. I'll find them, and I'll kill them. Maybe. Or they'll find you and kill you. There's no going home now, whatever happens. Look out for a bald English guy, and take care, Lucille. It still makes my guts turn over. I couldn't move. It felt like hours. I just stood there until the snow covered his tracks, and Oscar was gone. 2 days later, I met King Mob and John of Dreams and disappeared too. Just like Oscar and Easy D and Muhammad Khan and Martin. I guess I'm different from the people I work with. I've been through all the psychological shit they put you through and it's still the same. My motivation's different from theirs. I'm not really here to save mankind from itself or to help us all turn into star beings in the new age. I'm not here for the revolution. I'm in this group for one reason, and it's cold and it's old and it's easy to understand. Revenge. The beast is still out there. I can't smell it too well, but I can hear its breathing now, and I can see its tracks. Making me disappear was its big mistake. See, I'm invisible now. I leave no traces, no footprints. I'm invisible now. I'm a hunter with nothing left to lose. And that bastard, that smug and self-satisfied beast, can't see me coming. Epilogue. Oh, wow. Welcome to the first day of the rest of your lives, gentlemen. Happy holidays. Oh, wow. Hey, Billy boy. It's me, Dane. Liverpool. It's like fucking Halloween. What are you meant to be? What have you done to your fucking hair? Don't come the fucking prick with me. I cut it all right. With a fucking lawnmower by the looks of it, man. Hey. Nah, I stopped. When did I stop? If you can't even remember, it must have been good. What's in here? Fuck off. It's nothing to do with you, that's what. Chill out, man. Fucking hell. What did they do to you in that place? What was it? Some sort of remand home-like? They didn't do nothing. I was only in for a couple of nights. I escaped. They got Gaz, though. Got him with what? What's all this about? That's the people I've been hanging around with. That's what I'm saying, man. They got us out in that. They're like terrorists or something. Fucking mental. There was this one, though, this black girl, right? Fucking beautiful, man. Total fucking shag, I'm telling you. Boy, they called her. She was from New York and everything. Fucking gangsta bitch, man. So, did you then? Shagger-like? Oh, yeah, fucking right I did. Fucking brilliant. What's the lighter all about then? Don't know, I stole it. It's not about anything. It's about lighting fags. So, I mean, we haven't seen you for a year, Dane. Fuck have you been up to? Look at it, Dane. Look at the city and the world in its proud array like a cask of jewels laid open for you. It'll open everything you ever wanted, but it's just pictures on billboards, dream carts, dream women, dream houses. Time to wake up now and say goodbye. Remember, Dane, there's other worlds out there. It's only empty air here. Jump out of the world, jump to the place I showed you, and you'll not fall. Are you ready? Are you ready to jump right off the edge of everything? Easy. Jump! Ah! Oomph! Earth! Shite! Foot! Lost one. Welcome home. Nothing. There's nothing to tell, really. That a new stereo? Yeah, you want to pick something to listen to? I'll have that. Wow, can't say that. Man, you know they're playing them next week? Them and all them weird fellas, Root Doctors. That should be brilliant. Wait till you hear it turned right up. Listen to this. Fucking sit down, will you? You're getting on my nerves. All right. Just give us a minute then. Have you been to see your mom yet? Yeah, all right. I might as well just hand myself over to the busies right now, man. Phew. Claim the fucking reward. Fuck this. We would like you to come to the Chos with Wings, which exists nowhere. The Lantern of the Kingdom. Solomon's house where every door opens in a room in every human heart, and where you will remember how to cut the master key. You can call it the Magic Mountain, the Virtual College, the School of Shadows. Or if you prefer, the Academy. I keep remembering all this weird stuff that happened, but I can't remember it happening in the first place, know what I mean? I haven't a fucking clue. What's that? That's their badge. That's the Invisible's badge. There's nothing on it. That's the fucking point, man. You getting dole money or something? No, I just left school, didn't I? What do you mean? All this stuff in here, CDs and that, costs money, doesn't it? Have you turned to prostitution or something? Shagging the blind? Good one. It's my dad. He's got redundancy money. Your dad? When did they start giving redundancy money to layabouts? Is that the reward from them all them years of farting and watching daytime telly? I've killed somebody, I have. Yeah, right, and don't start calling my dad. I'm fucking serious. Fucking hell, put that away. That's not real, no way. Shot him through the head, he was a soldier. I'm just saying, alright? Just so you know. Don't worry about it, man. I'm not gonna kill you or nothing. I'm not, that's the doorbell. I better get the door. That'd be them fucking Jehovah Witnesses, man. If they want to go to heaven, you should fucking shoot them, eh? Fucking body count, yeah? Yeah. Fuck! Alright, gun on the floor, you little bastard! Drop it or you're... Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck this! See you later then, Malcolm. Glad to hear you're feeling a lot better anyway. Well, the sunshine always helps, doesn't it? Ugh. Out of the fucking way, you... Malky? McGowan? Dane McGowan? Dane, come back! Wait! Damn. I don't fucking believe this. Who cut your hair anyway, Jack the Ripper? I cut it myself. What's everybody going on about my fucking hair? It's not fucking important. Look at me, I'm shaking, I'm a bag of nerves now. First they tell me you're dead, then they tell me you got away from the fire and let me, and to let them know if you come home and now. What's going on? And don't give me any more of this Doctor Who shite about space aliens and fucking time machines and fuck knows what else. I want the truth now. I'm telling you the truth, ma'am. I know it's mad, but it's all mad, but it's real. It's real. I know all the names sound stupid and that, but... That's what they do so nobody knows who they are. I was Jack Frost. T, don't want it. You don't know the things I've seen. You haven't any idea what... It's just... You're all like fucking cows chewing grass in a field next to a fucking slaughterhouse. You don't know what's going on. Who do you think you're calling a cow? You mind your fucking language. Are you on drugs? I fucking knew it. I'm not on anything. Everybody's after me. I can't keep running and running. I feel as if I'm going mad with all this stuff. You just don't know. What's in the bag? Stuff. That old man gave it to me. Tom, the one I told you about. Worth anything, is it? Fucking hell, what did I come here for? Where am I supposed to go? I haven't got a home anywhere, have I? They cut off my finger. Everyone wants to kill me. I can do all this fucking shite with my head. I can't keep running. I can't fucking stand this. I've got nowhere to go. My fucking head's like it's on fire. I can't. Oh, Jesus Christ, love. What's been happening to you? Jesus. Can you hear me? Do you understand? Activate transmission. Wake up. Barbalith. Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Barbalith. Contact established. I know you. Yes, you made me. Fucking hell. Somatic neural scan of remote viewing module complete. RVM cultural gloss imprinted Christian Roman Catholic symbol structure. Activate. Ugh, fucked up. Everything's fucked up. It's all fucked and it'll never get fixed. Wake up. I can't fucking do it. Excuse me. I can't do it. I can't fucking do it. Why can't I do it? Try to remember. I can't get the fucking nails out. Damn. What did they do to me? All this stuff, I keep remembering more and more of it. And the more I remember, the madder it gets. And I want it to all go back to the way it was. I don't want to feel like this anymore. I just shot that man right in his head. It was all over me, brains and bits. That's horrible. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Can't fix it. Everything's fucked up and I've got nowhere to go. I better answer that door. You wait there. What? Oh, shite. Oh, ma'am, not you, too. Miss McGowan? Who's asking? It's about your son, Miss McGowan. Dane. I think he's in trouble and I'd like to speak to... He's not here. I haven't seen the little bastard for a year, so why don't you fuck off back to the social services or whoever sent you to keep your nose out of my business? Miss McGowan, you don't understand. Dane's in... danger. I don't know what kind of trouble you've got yourself into, but I'm not having it. Who was it? Is somebody there? I'll give you the money I've got, and then you better fucking disappear. Murder? In the name of Christ, Dante. Is this what I've brought up? Where's it all gonna stop? Ma'am, you don't... Fucking hell, what's he doing to that door? Who the fuck does he think he is? I'll wipe the fucking floor with him if he starts anything. Ma'am, don't... Shite. Cities have their own way of talking to you. Catch sight of the reflection of a neon sign, it'll spell out a magic word that summons strange demons. Shite! Hands in the air! Christ, it's freezing in here! Why is it so... Totep. Fuck! Jesus, Jack, long time no see. Been busy, I see. It's magic. I just made up a magic word like Tom said, and it worked. It's real. What the fuck are you doing here? Trying to get you out of trouble. Ma'am? Hey, ma'am? Oh, sorry. He's not saying ma'am. He's saying mom. It's just spelled a little different. Mom? Hey, mom? Is my mom all right? One moment, okay? He's fine. You any idea who this guy is? Yeah, it's Big Malky, my old history teacher. I kicked his head in once. What the fuck's he doing here? Is he one of them? He's one of us. This here's Mr. Six, who's like supposed to be one of the scariest guys on the planet. This guy can do just about anything, except wake up, I guess. Your mom's okay, but she's gonna have a bitch of a headache. Policeman there looks catatonic, but don't ask me how the other one managed to take what you hit him with. He had some kind of metal thing in his head. I felt it when I went in. So what are you following me for? Look, I'm hot and I'm tired and I'm scared and I've had enough. I'm asking you to come back with me to London right now. Why should I? Why should I care about you lot? I don't know, Jack. You tell me. You made me. You left me here, alone and transmitting, waiting for you. The reverse of the moon, the string in the labyrinth, the way out. It's only a game. Try to remember. Is this hell? Am I inside you? What the fuck is this? It's horrible. I can't stand it. Take it away. I am inside you. Stop it. This is the world you made. This nightmare will persist until you wake up. What will you do? I'll fix it. Let me fix it. I want to fix it all. I want to make it all right. It's horrible. Just let me fix it. Then fix yourself. The world will follow. Everything will follow. As above, so below. Do you understand? Do you understand what you must do? They got King Mob and Fanny Jack. We've been out of the country 2 weeks, 2 months ago, if, excuse me. We'd have been out of the country 2 months ago if we hadn't come looking for you. Now we're in deep shit. We need you. Don't ask me what we did to deserve this, but we need you. I can't make you do anything you don't want to do. Do you know what I'm saying? You can be a dumb and selfish little shit if you want. All I'm asking is, can it wait until after we've got my friends out of trouble? Or maybe you just don't want to get dragged away from this great time you've been having. Ugh. Well, what? Are we going or aren't we? I see no reason why we can't do another. Jim Crow and Ragged Robin. This is the place. Ah! Earl, tell me about it. This is where they got King Mob and Fanny all right. Place got 7 kinds of psychic defense systems up and running. This is sophisticated shit here. What are we dealing with? Oh my god, can you feel it? Yeah, bad shit. But we go in there like gangbusters and they're gonna serve us our asses on a plate. This is worse than bad shit. This feels like somebody just threw up in my head. It's like, Jesus Christ, what's in there with them? What the hell is that in there? Alan Dunn's House of Fun. Jokes, novelty items, and fancy dress. The fuck is that? House of Fun. Miss Dwyer and the King of All Tears. The whirl of that was facets, honeycombed by her compound eyes. She scuttles through a jeweled maze of appalling new colors, vast perfumes, and grotesque emotions. Optic lenses morph to accommodate changes in the light stained glass vision. Migraine agony on overdrive. Everything seems sickening, artificial. Transhuman, she spins ectoplasmic luminous snares, sends the enemy and drools carcinogenic bug acid. The flowering neural networks of the outer church spasm and burst and flutter with boiling data, death prayers, and obscene rosaries. Oh, there's more. Oh. Her remade palette clickers and whirs the hymns of her order self-replicate through the building, making it resonate like a hive. Wow. Her brain overloads with floodlit 4D schematics, flayed bodies, lacerated minds, torn on the looms of hell, rehearsing the degradations and the torments she will visit upon her enemies, drunk on atrocity. Miss Dwyer buzzes joyously and drizzles hallucinogenic poison across the walls and ceiling. And at her side, the King of All Tears, God of the Endless Iron Room, manifesting in earth plane matter, the warning siren of his voice rising and falling, activating the 14 chakras and hyperchakras in his spinal lattice, each lamenting outcry carefully modulated to program his nanofactories with dynamic mobile blueprints of a more welcoming environment. They swarm and breed, infecting the simplistic atomic structure of the local reality grid. Contagion takes, contagion spreads, contagion rages along precise parameters. The world sickens and begins to change. King Mob and Lord Fanny. Fanny, I'm dying. I can't move. Can't breathe. Please. You must try to get up. Shit, I'm in fucking agony. Agony? You don't know what agony is. I'm wearing army boots 2 sizes too small, darling. Get up and I'll get you out and we'll fix you, okay? Fix me? I'm not a fucking electric toaster, Fanny. I've got a punctured lung and I've lost enough blood to keep the fucking vampire Lestat happy for a fucking month. What's that noise? Can you hear it? Insects. It's not insects. There's something in here with us. Something that shouldn't be in the world. What? I'm starting to feel, I don't know, sick. Can you feel it? Not me. I feel like $1,000,000. Not that, something else. We have to get out of here now. I can't make it. I'm dying. I'm really dying. Just leave me with a gun and get yourself out for Christ's sake. Please. Oh, don't be so ridiculous as if I'd leave you here on your own. You're strong. You'll make it. Christ! Is it just me or is this corridor getting bigger? Oh, Jesus Christ. Got what you wanted. Can of spray paint, bananas. Bic lighter, 1 cigar, 1 Cadbury's chocolate fudge gâteau. And I asked for the cheapest, nastiest rum they had. It's never going to be cheap and nasty enough, but it'll have to do. Guede likes it hot. I think I'll stick with champagne if that's okay. So what's the plan? I got what you might call an arrangement with a voodoo loa, name of Papa Guede. It occurs to me that he might have a better chance of getting us through this thing in one piece. So I'm going to let him ride me if you know what I'm saying. You know Guede's taking over if I start talking through my nose and making dirty jokes. Can't wait. Bottoms up. Just to make sure he comes when I call him, I'd like to ask you to take some of this rum, swirl it around your mouth a little, and spray it in my eyes. You got that? Bollinger and rum? Bollinger and rum? That's the most barbaric cocktail I've ever... Oh! Ah! Spider behind... Oh, okay. Hold on. Not gonna do that. Yeah. He's summoning Papaguete. We just know that. Fah! Jim! Jim, you okay? Does the Pope have a Catholic dick, little sister? It's for spreading. Christ! Maybe it's just the drug they gave me. Hallucination. They didn't give it to me. Look, this is some kind of magical attack, but I'm not sure how to counter it. I'm all itchy and sore. Oh shit, look at it. It's horrible. Can't take any more of this. I could try a trance, identify the bad spirits that way. No time. Get me back in there. Sir Miles is there. Urf. Who's there? I didn't... Stay away from me. Check him out. Nothing. No blisters, no scabs, no boils. And yet somehow he's still unattractive. What is this shit on us? What did you do to us? It's not me. It's them. Oh my god, I think this is a tumor. It's them. It's Dwyer and that thing. It's one of them. One of the Archons. The Kings of the Earth. I believe your people call them the Lost Ones. Keep talking. She brought the Archon down, and now is reconfiguring the molecular structure of everything in this building. They have difficulty operating in our world, so they change it using micro-organic factories. What does it matter? They cannot be fought, do you? What's that? Your handkerchief, Sir Miles. It was very useful. If you don't want me to make it useful again, you'd better talk fast, darling. Why haven't the machines affected you? It doesn't matter what I tell you. I swallowed the milk, Miss Dwyer's milk. It contained viral machines designed to boost my own psychic abilities. The machines in my bloodstream are sending out friendly signals to the nanofactories. I'm an ally. They can't touch me. It's all over my chest. It's skin cancer. What are you going to do? You can't fight them. They'll invade and destroy your immune systems. Every cell in your body is already fighting a losing battle against the machines. You're dead. No, I don't think so. Get his sleeve up. What is this? What do you think you're doing? No. Hold still. Ugh. You know, now we're sending out for friendly signals, too. Who'd have thought we'd end up blood brothers, Sir Miles? Brilliant. Just hope you don't have AIDS, that's all. Yeah. All right. The bananas are from my brother Legba and the master of gates and doorways. He's unlocked the first barrier. So now what? Now I use the secret voodoo boot. Huh. Maybe I ought to let you walk ahead so I can keep my eye on that pretty ass of yours swinging like a pendulum and... Whoa! Welcome to the House of Fun. I don't want to fucking know, alright? I don't want to know what you got yourself into, Dane. I mean, this is out of control, what you're doing, what happened. This is... And him, I thought he was a teacher at the school. Is everybody in on this? Just about, yeah. The policeman won't even remember Dane was here, Miss McGowan. There shouldn't be any trouble. Any more trouble, rather. Look, we gotta move. Jack? Why does she keep calling him Jack? What the fuck is this? No, don't tell me. That's my secret agent name, Jack Frost. I'm going, ma'am. I have to go. Don't bring me into this again, Dane. I'm fucking serious. I don't want to know. No, I'll see you then. Dane? Look after yourself, son, will you? Jack Frost, boy, and Mr. Six. They've gone in. They should have waited. I don't like this. I don't like it at all, but there's no option. There's never any fucking option with you lot, is there? Everything's always going to be fucking mad or dangerous or... I'm telling you, I'm not going in there. It feels like... It's like a fucking tiger's cage or something. It smells like people are dying in there. Those aren't smells. Shut your mouth and get in back of me, Jack. And stay with us. Fucking hell. Nobody ever fucking listens to me, do they? Can't you fucking feel it? It's not safe. Why does nobody ever listen? Hey, where the fuck are you? It's working. Ugh. It's actually working. Maybe we should try a full transfusion, darling. I'm sure you could make much better use of Sir Miles' blood than he ever has. Yeah, Here, put this on. You know what I like... Here, put this on. You know what I'm like with naked men. I can't believe I've had cancer and been cured in the space of... Fanny, the door. Jesus, what is that? Down. Ugh! Christ, it never ends. Where did it go? What was it? That was my superior. That was Miss Dwyer. The story is told of a woman who finds herself in a glorious garden orchard of unsurpassed beauty and luxury. Ding! Each perfect day is spent indulging in pleasure. Godlike, she wants for nothing. And then on one more glorious evening, she ventures to the crystal lake of sweet ambrosia, which nourishes her, and she dips to drink. Her eyes are open to the hideous truth behind the illusion. As she dips to drink, her eyes are open to the hideous truth behind the illusion of existence. Hello? And she realizes that she is a monstrous parasitical insect. Is somebody... The heavenly garden is simply the skin of her unsuspecting host. The lake of heaven no more than the bloodstream upon which she battens and feeds. Oh, that's how it feels now. The touch of the king comes from all directions simultaneously. He is outside and inside and somewhere else. Suddenly she can't remember the name of her husband or the sound of the voices of her daughters. All she can remember is the time when she was 12 and let the man in the swing park touch her. He gave her 10 shillings and she brought chocolate and was sick. Shame, disgust, humiliation. The king is talking to her, touching her that way. And she feels like a maggot. She feels like a fly. There's buzzing inside, buzzing everywhere. She's buzzing. And Mary Brown, who won 10 pounds in the national lottery, watches Oprah most afternoons, wakes into nightmare, recognizing her own immortal soul in that last screaming second before the royal eggs hatch inside it, before she hatches with them, newborn, and begins to tear hungrily at the glowing essence of all she was. Bad luck, Mary. Right? You said it. Somebody just died in here. Died bad. I feel sick as a dog, Jim. I think one of the lost ones is manifested here. This is ultra-dimensional technology. We're in trouble. Maybe. And maybe they made a big mistake thinking this spooky death fetish shit was gonna bother me. This is a home away from home. Whoa, that's a nice big smile you got there. You ever thought about modeling? Don't think I'd ever need to use this thing here, but... I can generate a shield to disorganize any nanomachines that come near me. This ought to keep me safe. What about you? Little sickness spirits can't touch Papa Guede. Only problem we got are these booby traps here. Fortunately, I got my skeleton key with me. What is that? It's kind of like having all the codes for a video game, little sister. Check it out. Ugh! Look at this! Grubs! Dirty grubs swimming about in my champagne! Ugh! It stinks! There! Your cake's had it too. Sorry. Jesus, what are the chances of Fanny and King Mom still being alive in here without protection? Only one way to find out. Let's proceed to the next level and... Jim? Jim? Are you any good with zombies? Have you any idea what they can do? He's a god. He's more than a god, and she is his priestess. They'll tear you apart. They'll become you, and they'll destroy your friends. Excuse me. And then they'll destroy your friends. You can't kill them. You can't even attempt to fight them. Oh, shut up, will you? I'm an assassin. I can kill anything, any... Gideon! Ugh, Gideon. Oh, shit. Shit! Jack, where are you? My God, this is an abscess. The reality mesh can't take the stress they're putting on it. It's ready to split. It's what? Jesus Christ, the situation is going down the toilet here. What are we doing? We're staring at ground zero. If this thing bursts, we'll have no defense. It'll be the end of the universe in a miniature. In miniature, rather. Call it a tactical Armageddon. Jesus! Jack! Jack, are you there? Yeah, I'm fucking here. Where the fuck are you? There's buzzing. Buzzing inside. Buzzing everywhere. Fuck this. Wow. Things are getting interesting. Things are really getting interesting with the Invisibles. So, yeah. I know you guys wanted more of it, and we definitely got into some fucking action now. Things are getting really, really hairy, I guess you could say. And there's a lot of secrets being revealed. The woman that found out she was a bug. Like, that's a red pill right there, right? You're like, oh, she no longer heard the voices of her daughter and forgot about her husband, just remembered some fucking pervert that touched her. It seems like the king shows people all the horrible things that have happened and turns them into monstrous insects, kind of like a sort of black pilling, if you will. Like, here's the horrible things that happened to you, and now you've become this horrible result. Like, you are the manifestation of all evil that has occurred in your life. It's pretty crazy when you think about it, right? But this work was meant to be a contemplative work. It's meant to be a work that you read several times and you get meaning from. That's why he made it. So I hope maybe you guys will go through some of this again or open up the comic yourself and check it out. Because there's a lot you can learn. And, you know, I know people that have studied this book. Like, literally studied, I mean, in a scholarly setting. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I am out for Grimm's Comics Corner with The Invisibles.